Governor Charlie Crist and the Florida Cabinet have approved Progress Energy's bid to build a nuclear power plant in Levy County. However, that does not mean the request will ultimately go through. Progress Energy still requires approval from environmental regulators and the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission before it can begin construction on the project, about 10 miles north of Crystal River and 8 miles inland from the Gulf of Mexico. The Florida Public Service Commission approved the new plant a year ago, along with two new nuclear generators at the Turkey Point facility in South Florida. The utility's plans calls for wiping out about 765 acres of wetlands, but Mike Soule, head of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, called the 765 acres the worst-case scenario and said his department will work diligently to minimize its impact. Even with the cabinet vote, Progress still has many hurdles to overcome. The government has oversight of the proposed project, particularly over nuclear safety matters. In July, as public hearings were held around the state about the proposal, federal regulators with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission ruled that environmental groups could challenge the proposal. One of those groups is the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, based in Asheville, North Carolina. Mary Olson is the Southeast Regional Coordinator for the group.
Nuclear Information and Resource Service is in alliance with two Florida-based organizations, the Ecology Party and the Green Party, and the three groups together have entered into the federal licensing process. Progress Energy Florida can't split atoms or make plutonium, which is part of what happens at a nuclear power plant, without a federal license. And it's the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission who is a federal agency. So what happened today was the state giving the okay, whereas the federal process is much longer and much more focused specifically on the activity of using uranium and specific nuclear radiological issues. But I was really pleased that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission told Progress Energy Florida that they could not start any type of construction. At this point, the regulations do allow non-nuclear construction to proceed in some circumstances, but in this case, the regulator said no, and we were very pleased about that because one of the key issues that we have brought to the licensing table was that Progress Energy Florida says they aren't going to have a bad impact on the waters in the area where this plant is sited. And by waters, I don't just mean coastal waters. I mean springs. I mean fresh water. I mean the Floridan aquifer. I mean all kinds of enormous impacts that could happen regardless of whether the reactor ever operated, simply from construction. So we were very pleased that the federal agency said, no, you can't start any construction until all the issues have been dealt with.
And Mary Olson.
And we hope never.
Right. And Mary Olson, didn't also, there's an issue, a major issue in terms of the new plant's radioactive waste. Would they have to store it on a site longer than expected?
Well, yes. It turns out that any radioactive waste produced in Florida today or by this new proposed construction has no place to go. And that is true of the high-level waste. However, for a complicated set of reasons, that was not allowed in our what's called contentions of the licensing process. But the so-called low-level waste, which is everything but the irradiated fuel rods of a nuclear power plant, so all of the process waste, any pipe that breaks, and even major components from inside the reactor that are highly, highly radioactive, could give a lethal level of radiation to somebody nearby, all of that has this mislabeling being called low. And it has no place to go in the United States as of a year ago when in South Carolina a facility was closed to all waste except for that generated in South Carolina. So nationally this is a situation, and we challenged the idea of adding two additional reactors, making that much more waste when there's no place for it.
Mary Olson, do we have a timetable at all about when you'll be able to bring your concerns up before the NRC?
Well, it's an ongoing process. The word hearing is sort of a little bit misunderstood. It's not just a single meeting. On the 18th of August, we have a teleconference with the judges and all parties. We're already in negotiations about the procedures that will be followed. Many of these issues can't be adequately dealt with until more of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's process is done, and so we aren't even anticipating action on the waste issue until into 2010. So it's not something that's going to come and go quickly. And I want to just say to everybody that we are allowed to bring additional issues if there's new information. And Nuclear Information Resource Service is national. We have a website, www.nirs.org. And I'm very interested in hearing what concerns the local community has, other people in Florida, because this is really a Florida-first impact. And people in Florida know those issues better than anyone else.